Are you able to describe the gospel? Hi there, I'm Natty Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. I accepted Jesus into my heart when I was 5 years old, but since then, I've grown, and my relationship with Jesus has grown and evolved. Every year of my journey, I would probably describe my relationship with Jesus a little differently. And I'm sure your story is different from my story too. And that's one of my favorite things about Unlocked. I love getting to read each of your perspectives about what God is teaching you. So, without further ado, let's dive into today's Devo, which opens with a poem called Perfect Sacrifice by G.K. Congleton. You gave up your life. You are the perfect sacrifice, God's precious Son, the holy, just, and righteous one. Speak to us softly, O Lord, we pray. Speak to us clearly, O Lord, this day. You alone are good. Teach us, Lord, to live as you would, holy and pure by faith, your blood, the costly cure. Speak to us softly, O Lord, we pray. Speak to us clearly, O Lord, this day. Risen from the dead, you are life, the living bread. Lamb that was slain, bearing the curse, took up our pain. Speak to us softly, O Lord, we pray. Speak to us clearly, O Lord, this day. Speak to us, Lord, that we might obey. Sometimes when I try to describe the sacrifice of Jesus, I am stilled into silence. Trying to put the most profound mystery in the universe into everyday words is sort of like visiting the Grand Canyon and bringing home a single snapshot. The photo is accurate, but it's simply incapable of capturing the grandeur that you see and feel gazing across a chasm so vast that the bottom is a hazy blur. Only by hiking down inside can you begin to experience the canyon's true depth and beauty. That's sort of what it's like when we think about the matchless glory of the sacrifice of Christ on our behalf. It simply cannot be experienced from afar. It is something we must enter into. Christ's blood was shed on the cross for us. He not only bore our sin, but he took up our suffering and pain. Come and gaze with me there. So let's talk about today's Devo a little bit more together. The poem was so beautiful, and I don't know about you, but just reading those words, I can feel the majesty and the power and the sacrifice that the author is talking about, and I hope that you can too. So let's kind of delve into this a little bit more. So throughout the Bible, Christ's sacrifice is portrayed in many ways. For example, we find similar descriptions in Isaiah 53:12 and in Hebrews 9:28. What do you notice is included in Hebrews that is not mentioned in Isaiah? Why do you think that is? The life-changing truth of the gospel is deeper than any words can convey. That because of the sacrifice of Jesus' shed blood, God himself can dwell with us and in us, making us one with God. You can find out more of this on page 104 in your devotional, or you can go to the Know Jesus tab at unlocked.org. Which description of Jesus' sacrifice resonates with you most today? As you and I can read in Romans 3:25, God presented Christ as a sacrifice of atonement through the shedding of his blood to be received by faith. Now, I'd encourage you to read in your Bible Isaiah 53:4-12, Colossians 1:22, Hebrews 9:11-28, and Revelation 5:12 to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Do you love to read? Do you want to win some prizes? Well, I encourage you to check out this summer's reading program at unlocked.org/summer. Also, be sure to check back for tomorrow's devotional about growing up, and Dylan will be back for that one. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.